This is Bill Powers with MiningStockEducation.com, presenting a compilation of 10 analysts' forecasts of gold and silver prices for 2017. We begin with Tom Cloud, a longtime precious metals dealer and chairman of Cloud Resources Group Incorporated. The following is from Tom's Precious Metals Market Update on December 23rd, 2016.
I do want to say that I think gold will get to 1350. Is my prediction, which is about 19.5% gain for the year 2017. That's my belief as we look at it. So we look for gold to have a great year. We're expecting gold to go up to around 1350 for about a 20% return for the year 2017, which brings me to silver. And this is the one that I really feel could have a tremendous year. In fact, I'm going out on the limb and saying that silver is going to go up at least 30%. At least 30% after last year going up 13.88% and was up 30% for part of the year before the drop off.
Next is Peter Hugg, who has been involved with precious metals since 1974. He is a daily commentator at Kitco.com and the director of their precious metals division. The following is from a January 6, 2017 interview on Kitco.com.
So from an industrial perspective, I think silver will outperform gold in 2017. So I'm not saying that they're both going to go higher, but I think silver will be a better performer than gold. The ratio at the end of the year was, again, around 72 ounces of silver to an ounce of gold. And every time that ratio has been around 72, it's been a good time to buy silver, sell gold. So that seems to be playing out as well coming into 2017. We've got the ratio back under 71 as we speak.
Next is David Morgan, a well-known precious metals commentator and editor of the Morgan Report newsletter. The following is from a December 12, 2016 interview with financeandliberty.com.
Once Trump is sworn in January 20th, once that occurs, then I think you'll see the metals will start to move up again. I'm looking at 2017 to be fairly positive for the metals. I mean, in the case of silver, silver is kind of a good time, bad time metal. I mean, its industrial use is over 50% of the market. And so if you have, you know, good times are here again, or the perception that good times are here again, that could put greater pressure on silver for the industrial applications that it has. On the other hand, I think a lot of people can see through the situation as I'm describing it and will be moving in to hedge their stock portfolios. I mean, when something's at an all-time high, you can also look to how would you hedge that, and gold is a good hedge for a high stock market because it counterbalances it.
Next is Bill Murphy from the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, otherwise known as GATA, from an interview with Silver Doctors published on January 5th, 2017.
Well, it probably won't surprise anybody, but it wouldn't surprise me if gold didn't go back to its all-time highs and silver takes out 50 on its way to 100. It's been way too long. These prices are artificially low. They're ridiculous. And the recent takedown after the Trump win was all orchestrated. We could get into that. And the gold and silver are going to go much higher, as mentioned, and that people are going to be stunned by how high they go this year. And just at a time when a lot of people have given up and there's almost no bulls in the mainstream gold world. I mean, a bull is $1,300 gold, for crying out loud. So we'll see, but I'm sticking to my guns, and hopefully we're beginning to see that scenario unfold.
Next is Chris Vermeulen, an active swing trading specialist, newsletter writer, and owner of the GoldAndOilGuy.com in a HowStreet.com interview published on December 20th, 2016.
I do feel as though January could be a screaming buy for precious metals, but there are some headwinds right now. We've got the U.S. dollar just continues to climb, and it's trading at, I think it's at 104 or so today. And I've got upward projections of it going to 108, and I think it could do that very quickly by the end of the year. And if so, we're going to see gold, silver, and mining stocks and bonds probably have another washout low. They're going to drop even further, And just like you said, a lot of people, a lot of gold bugs are starting to whine and complain and worrying about, you know, this falling price is driving them nuts because it just keeps sliding lower and lower. And I think it's going to get really ugly to the point where finally the majority of people holding those positions bail out and they say, I am done. And that will be like the first or second week in January. And that's when the market probably bottoms for gold and silver. And we can see a screaming rally, in metals.
Next is Jim Willey, a financial newsletter writer who holds a PhD in statistics and frequently comments on the precious metals markets. The following is from a December 16th, 2016 interview with Sprott Money News.
Well, to begin with, you have to define the gold price. Whenever I get clients say, what do you think's going on with the gold price? I'm kind of sassy and I say, well, define it first. Okay, the paper price for gold is not the gold price. That's a contrived, nonsensical contract with deep corruption. I think we're going to see all paper assets lose their value. I'm talking about stocks, sovereign bonds, including U.S. Treasuries, housing, and the fake gold price. They're all going to go down. We're going to see a growing, a wider divergence between the paper gold price and the physical gold price. This is already starting to happen. The voice has said to me in very, very recent terms that he has very clear indications that extremely large purchases, like over $100 million worth, you cannot get it under $2,500 an ounce for the bars. You cannot get it. Okay? So you've got a widening divergence between the paper gold price and the physical gold price. The paper price does not respond in any way, shape, or form to demand for physical gold. Expect a wider growing vig between the gold price in London and the Shanghai gold price. I think already now it's about $40.
Next is Jeff Christian, managing partner of CPM Group, and a prominent analyst and advisor on precious metals since the 1970s. The following is from a Kitco interview on December 21st, 2016.
Well, we think that gold will struggle in 2017. Longer term, I think a lot of the factors that we're looking at beyond 2017 are positive for gold. But I think 2017 is going to be a difficult year. So I think that gold will struggle, at least in the first half of 2017, because it just won't be able to compete with the dollar in the stock market. And post-election, we have lowered our price projections for 2017. So we were probably around 1320
right.
Prior to the election as an average price for 2017, and now we're about 1300 for 2017. And then we've increased our longer-term price projections, so we had the prices moving to record levels over the next 5-6 years. We have them moving to record levels a little bit faster and sooner than we had before. We're more concerned about silver. Investment demand's running around 100 million ounces, and quite frankly, investment demand probably needs to be closer to 150 million ounces to really see the silver price rise. You have a lot of mine production coming in. Scrap is still big. You're seeing some weakness in fabrication demand. It really comes down to investment demand, and our expectation is that investors are going to be hesitant to buy 150 million ounces of silver next year. They might buy 100 million ounces, and that's probably going to keep the price. We have an average price for 2017 of about $18, and we think the price will probably trade between, say, 15 and 21 over the course of the year.
Next is Eric Sprott, renowned precious metals analyst, in a Sprott Money News interview on December 30th, 2016.
I would say that generally, you know, when you look at the news in the world, there's every reason to believe that the interest in gold will be very, very strong again in 17, notwithstanding what, you know, the U.S. institutions coming in and out of these ETFs all the time. But I suspect that the interest will be quite firm on the basis of what's happening on ground level here. I think there's lots of countries where people can certainly appreciate that gold is a very, very attractive alternative versus owning fiat currencies. And I think the same might be true of gold here. Like, my whole view of gold, and I know it's a very skeptical view, is that the commercial bankers had gold exactly where they wanted it for year-end. Bonuses collected, thank you very much. We're off our short position, thank you very much. Now we can go into the new year and let's see how we're all going to play it this year. And so I have a very strong feeling that because the commercials have done their thing yet again, and they're almost in a relatively neutral position, that the chances for gold and silver to rise early in the year look most impressive.
Next is Stephen Lieb, Chairman and Chief Investment Officer of Lieb Capital Management and a recognized commentator on the precious metals market. The following is from a December 31st, 2016 King World News interview.
But yeah, gold may still be rocky for the first, couple of months. But brother, when you look at what the scope and the landscape and the perspective that we are looking at right now around China and to a lesser extent, much lesser extent in my opinion, around Russia, you have to own gold. I mean, for your own sake, but the sake of your children. Through the last 400 or 500 years, gold has never gone down. It's always increased its purchasing power whenever we've had deflation, whenever there's, super high inflation, which is where I think we're headed. I mean, I think what's going to happen here eventually is going to make the 1970s look like a picnic, because the inflation will be based on real scarcities, not politically induced scarcity. So again, I just come back and, would sum up by, again, just in, almost begging people for their own good, for the good of their children, families, own gold.
Next is Rick Rule, a successful money manager of natural resource and gold investment funds and current chairman and founder of Sprott USA Holdings. The following comes from Kitco's interview published December 27th, 2016.
So I think continued dollar strength, relatively strong 10-year treasury rates. By relatively strong, I mean in the 12-month context rather than the 10-year context. I think those will continue to weigh on the gold price, at least for the first quarter. I think the chief competitor that gold has is the U.S. 10-year treasury. I think that's the world's benchmark instrument worldwide. It's what people go to in times of stress. It's what sovereigns hold their wealth in. I would go so far as to say that it doesn't challenge gold, but rather that gold occasionally challenges it. I believe over time that gold will challenge the U.S. 10-year credit more effectively than it does today, but I don't think gold will win the war, and I don't think it has to. A small deviation of wealth from the U.S. 10-year treasury to gold and gold stocks would have a dramatic impact.
Thank you for listening to this Mining Stock Education podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded investors. Visit us on the web at miningstockeducation.com for more resources on precious metals and natural resource investing. At our website, you can also sign up for our free newsletter for interview transcripts, stock picks, and more. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be considered personal legal or investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities or any other product. We make every effort to be accurate, but the information presented is not to be considered infallible. It may contain errors, and we offer no inferred or explicit warranty. If personal advice is needed, consult a qualified legal, tax, or investment professional. Do not base any investment decision on the information contained on miningstockeducation.com, our podcasts, or videos. Make sure you always conduct your own thorough due diligence before investing. Realize that we may hold equity positions in or be compensated by some of the companies we feature and therefore are biased and hold an obvious conflict of interest. For our full disclaimer, please visit our website.